Great. Okay. Well, that gives us quorum for the evening. And without welcome, Commissioner Zeno. And without further ado, I'll go ahead and call this meeting of the Landmarks Preservation Commission on February 8th, 2023 to order. And we'll begin by acknowledging that this meeting is taking place on the traditional and ancestral land of the Puyallup people. And we will move into roll call. So in the physical space, we have Vice Chair Barriston and Commissioner Rousseau. And in the virtual space, we have Commissioners Helsendegger, Morgenroth, Zeno, and ex officio Commissioner Cade. Is there any public comment that needs to be read into the record this evening, staff?
We have not received any public comment, Chair.
Thank you, sir. With that, I would like to propose that we adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent. If there's any opposed to moving forward via unanimous consent, please make it known. All right, moving forward, we have three excused absences this evening, our Chair Bartoy and Commissioners McQuaid and Sullivan. We don't have any minutes to approve, and we had one administrative review since our last meeting. Anyone who would like to comment on that before moving on? Not seeing any? Then we will go ahead and move right into our first item of business. Design review for 1008 North I Street. Do we have a staff report?
Yes, we do. Thank you, Vice Chair. Built in 1904, the house at 1008 North I Street is a contributing building in the North Slope Historic District. This is a design review for front porch repairs. The current porch has wooden decking and classical style posts supporting a second story balcony. The second story balcony extends across the full width of the front facade with a non-historic wooden balustrade, which was added after 1977. There is some deterioration from weather exposure, especially at the second story balcony and balustrade. The second story balustrade poses a safety threat as it is now. The proposed scope as submitted in the historic design review permit is to spot repair deteriorated wood decking at the entry porch in kind, to replace the non-historic second story balustrade with composite material, and to repair or replace the front the porch posts, depending on the condition pending further examination. As far as guidelines, the North Slope and Wedge neighborhood design guidelines apply to the front porch work in this proposal. There are no, that was a carryover from last time. Ignore the foundations line. That's my bad. The porch guidelines are listed here with 4 points. I will avoid reading them all, but they are in here for the record. Our analysis is that number one, the property at 1008 North I Street is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As such, it is subject to design review requirements for TMC 13.05.040 and requires Landmarks Commission approval prior to those alterations being made or permitted. Number two, the wood decking of the entry porch is historic and appears to have localized condition issues which could be addressed with Dutch repair. The wooden classical style posts appear to be historic and character defining elements. Depending on the level of deterioration, either spot repair or in-kind replacement would be appropriate under the porch guidelines. Number four, the second story balustrade was added after 1977 and is not character defining. The replacement of the second story balustrade will not affect historic materials. Number five, the proposed new balustrade for the balcony resembles the current version with regard to height, profile, and design. Number six, the proposed new balustrade is for Trex composite railing with a wood-like appearance, similar to the existing entry porch balustrade. And I will also add, there are some images in the packet of the proposal, which will be paintable. Action requested, staff recommends approval as submitted. We have included sample language for approval, for denial, and for deferral.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Are there any questions from commissioners about the staff report? Seeing none, I believe we have.
This is Mr. Stair.
Mr. Stair, yeah. Welcome. Commissioner Cade, please go ahead.
Thank you. Actually, I can wait until after the owner talks.
Okay, great. Well, then, would you like to add anything to the staff report or any comments about the proposal?
I don't think so. I'm just ready to get going.
Great. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. We'll go back to Commissioner Cade.
Thank you, Chair. I was just curious, is some sort of balcony or railing on the second story original to the house, or was the whole railing, the whole concept of a balcony added after 1977?
Thank you for the question, Commissioner Cade. Originally, there was no balcony up there, but there has been some form of balcony that had several different iterations well before the 70s, more than 50 years ago.
Okay. My other question was just whether the material would be paintable, and it sounds like it is.
Yeah,
and just to add on to what Susan says, I mean, the on porches like this, they were common, but oftentimes were quite short, and so not acceptable by today's codes. But there was, I would say, most certainly something there historically.
Okay, thank you.
Any other commissioner comments or questions? Seeing none, are there any motions commissioners would like to put forward? Action.
I suppose I could do that.
Fabulous. Commissioner Rousseau.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for porch repairs at 1008 North I Street as submitted, finding that the proposal is consistent with the applicable North Slope Historic District design guidelines as included in the analysis.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Morgenroth. Is there any discussion on the motion from other commissioners? Like to make a friendly amendment to the motion that the applicant contact staff about the condition of the
posts.
I was saying thinking piers, and I was like, that's the wrong word. The posts, just to double check maybe some detail images whether about the deterioration, and check in with staff if they think that any replacement will be needed. That acceptable, Commissioner Rousseau?
That's fine by me.
Fabulous. Any other comments on the motion? All right, then I will ask all commissioners voting aye to please raise actual and virtual hands. We have in the room Commissioner Rousseau and Vice Chair Barriston, and in the virtual space we have Morgenroth, Helsendegger, and Zeno, all voting in the affirmative. Those are all the voting numbers this evening. Thank you, and it passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
It's
great to be here. Absolutely.
So we will have that the HDR approved tomorrow.
All right. Have a good evening. All right. Do we have an equity committee update this evening?
We don't have a formal update. Thank you, Chair. Just wanted to, there's some discussion at our last meeting on sites of Black history, and we had mentioned, I think, that we do have a grant to do that work. I'd like to just let the commission know that we're currently figuring out exactly how we're going to implement that that grant, partly because the commission may be aware, commissioners may be aware, there actually is a Black Historic Site Survey also under contract with the state of Washington. And it's a very similar scope of work to ours. We actually met with them last week to talk about the work they're doing and how it might interface with our work. And they've already been in Tacoma and laying some groundwork as well. So there's certainly some potential efficiencies in scope, and also just learning from each other. And we may want to or be able to work with them in the future, but there's some details we need to figure out on that. So I just wanted to report that out. There's much more to come on that, but we're kind of in a spot right now where we can't say a whole lot. So I just wanted to let the commission know.
Thank you for that update. And then moving on to events and activities. I know we have a lot going on right now, so I will go ahead and turn that over to Ms. Rooney.
Yes. So going off of what Mr. McKnight was just saying, that February is also Black History Month. So there is that Black Historic Sites survey of Washington State, and that's at blackhistoricsiteswa.com. And then they also have a Facebook and Instagram page of the same name. So again, city staff are in touch with the project team and we'll be talking with them about including Tacoma sites and stories in that. And then also planning is underway for an event on Saturday, March 25th. Our tentative title is Fields of Memories, Celebrating Tacoma's Baseball History. So we're partnering with the Shannaman Sports Museum and Cheney Stadium for this free public event. So that will be more information on that soon.
Great. And then other Historic Preservation Month planning. Ms. Johnson.
I'll take this one. Thank you, Chair. So the working theme, as we've mentioned before, the working theme for Historic Preservation Month, which will be May of 2023, is sustainability. We're still working on a catchy title to that. The annual program update and proclamation of the City Council is scheduled for May 2nd. The commission should tonight, hopefully, if you have time, discuss categories for the annual recognition awards and decide on a date and time for the awards presentation. Last year, the awards night was on Thursday, May 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. And then once we finalize the award category, staff can publish the call for nominations with the community. And I included a broad timeline here of sort of leading up to HB month, when we want to put out the call for nominations, when it might be due, and then when the commission would review the nominations and when we announce the winners. So
thank you so much.
And I believe I included the categories from last year in the
anyway. Yeah, I put them up on the screen.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, there they are. All right. So do we have any commissioners who would like to comment on the categories? Every year we're a bit flexible as far as adding, subtracting awards as kind of opportunities present themselves. Commissioner Zeno.
Yeah, I'm just curious, could we think about one that's focused on sustainability? Or sustainable practices, or something that builds the capacity of the city's circular economy goals through preservation.
Great idea. Yeah, and we have a bit of a short-running tradition so far of using the theme from that year and kind of having an award specific to that theme, which is where our broadening perspectives. And then last year we had Many Voices, Many Stories, which we gave an award for. So I think that might pair really nicely with when the theme is decided, maybe adding an award category for that. And then we can use that this year and then see if we want to continue to keep it in years to come, which.
Yeah, we certainly, a sustainability category, I think would be quite, a good one to include. There also might be just given the current emphasis policy on state and local government levels on housing, it might be something that we think about soliciting nominations for historic housing projects as well. Mm-hmm. If there have been rehabilitations that have added units also, that might be something. Yeah, exactly.
Or like a great ADU or something like that.
Yeah.
Or DADU. Interesting. Yeah. Commissioner Zeno, did you have another comment? Okay. And we'll go to Commissioner Cade.
Actually, I had the same thought as Ms. McKnight, because we've seen some really, really impressive conversions of property from, such as the Washington Building, into housing, probably not necessarily affordable housing, but at least increasing the density of housing. So I would agree with some kind of category that that recognizes historic preservation's contribution to increasing housing density and if possible maintaining or increasing housing affordability. That may not be possible given the current development climate, but certainly the concept of increasing density, whether it's through really good ADU additions or something like the Washington Building, I think would be a really good category.
Great. Commissioner Hissendinger.
Agree with Commissioner Cade and Commissioner Zeno, and especially with Commissioner Zeno, the sustainability aspect, because I feel like we keep bringing that up too when we, you know, review demolitions or review renovations. We've been encouraging reuse and sustainability, so I think that's a great idea.
Great. Sounds like we have good support for both of those ideas. So unless anyone is opposed, I would say staff move forward with including those awards in the materials that go to the public. Seeing any opposition? And then staff also asked if we had any preferences on a date, and I think also maybe venue for the awards event. So last year it was kind of the third week of May. I don't know if folks have, it's usually been like a Thursday evening, so folks have a preference or a night that they could or could not, definitely could not come in May. With that kind of time frame, it looks like it would maybe be the 18th or the 25th. Maybe the 25th would give us a little more time to get everything together.
The 25th, the Thursday, is right before Memorial Day. So I wonder if that might impact any award winners attending.
Good point. And did you, sorry, Ms. Johnson, you said you had a schedule in here, like that you...
In the staff report.
Yeah, oh, staff report. On screen.
Sorry. That's okay. Oh, there it is, great. I would think that the Thursday before Memorial Day might not be too big of an issue for travel plans, but if other commissioners are also feeling that way, we could.
Just a clarification question. So the schedule here says the 24th is when we make the final decision. Would that be enough time to get people to show up for to receive their awards within a day or two?
So, point of clarification, I think, because I'm jumping back and forth between these two, I think the idea is these are for the grants.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, that is grants.
So we basically what we'll have is we'll have the, there's two things. The first set was, and I'll go up here real quick. Whoops, I lost us. So the first thing is the nominations for the awards. And then,
it's also a little tricky because it's cut.
Yeah, I know, I've got it right in the middle of the page. Right? And so we'll take the nominations, and the commission in April will consider who gets an award for achievement, and they're invited to the award ceremony late in May, which is, I guess, the 26th. Is that right? And then the second thing is the grants that we'll be also reviewing, and we'd also like to, although this is not dependent necessarily on Preservation Month, we also like to announce the recipients, the commission has awarded grants to for their projects also at the end of Preservation Month. So those are two different things.
Yeah. So it looks like staff has sort of estimated selecting the winners in early April, and then having the award ceremony in late May.
Correct.
And also announcing the grants at the award ceremony.
So there'll be about 5 weeks or so that people will be aware of the award ceremony. So that's about right.
Right. I put the wrong dates in the packet. It's Thursday the 25th.
Yeah.
Or the 18th.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it straight.
This is a conceptual schedule.
So. Yeah. I think it might be nice to do it a little later in the month, just like as a conclusion to the month. So I would be in support of keeping the 25th, even though it is right before Memorial Day. I think it might not, I don't think it'll be that big of a conflict with weekend travel on a Thursday. So that'd be my thought, but I'm open to others, certainly. Any comments or preferences? Or if this is looking good, staff can refine and correct as needed with that general idea. Great. We don't need a motion or anything. You just needed feedback.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Any last comments about awards before we move on to preservation grants? All right, so then we will move on to our final item of the evening. Apologies, we won't keep it to 20 minutes tonight. My bad. Heritage Project grants. And I will turn it over to staff for that as well.
Thank you. Sure. So this is just our semi-annual, is that right? Semi-annual, every other year?
Biannual.
The Heritage Grant Project cycle. And so these are grants for heritage related work, not necessarily bricks and mortar, but things like exhibits and events, condition assessments, so, you know, historic structural reports, things like that, that are typically the kinds of projects we see. And so we're going to be announcing our latest round for the 23-24. And we're going to be doing grants from $1,000 to $10,000 with a total budget right now of $40,000. We've got a lot of things going on for the next year. So it's $40,000 for this round. And we typically, there's been pretty wide diversity of projects that have come through this panel before, including indigenous agricultural practices from different, communities around the world that are now in Tacoma, for instance. We did that with the Pierce Conservation, I think, one year, to the Browns Point Lighthouse and their historic structures report. There's just been a variety of different things that have come through, some really interesting projects. And so we're going to be making that announcement on a couple of different things. We're going to be looking for volunteers, a couple of volunteers from this commission, Commissioner Schlesser and Commissioner Hart. Last year served on the panel in addition to other community members, which we'll bring in as well. And what will happen is that panel will then rank and review those and then present a set of recommendations from the applications they get to this commission for a vote. And that'll be how we do it. And we contract for the services and then reimburse at the end of the project. And so the history on this, we've done, I think, two or three rounds, maybe, I think, of this. I'm COVID, long time, no sense of time anymore. But at any rate, this originated as a city council initiative and then has been transferred to the Historic Preservation Office. And so unfortunately the total budget is not really adequate for doing capital projects, but can be quite useful for smaller organizations doing community projects. So
any questions from commissioners about the grant program or the timeline that staff has proposed?
And this is just informational at this time, but we will be coming back for volunteers.
So. Yes. So be thinking if you'd be interested in being one of the kind of first round panelists to make recommendations to the full commission for final approval. Are you probably looking for two again?
We'll be looking for two. And actually, we'll probably reach out to Commissioner Schlesser directly as well, just because I know that she's expressed that she enjoys doing that. So
great. All right. So more to come on that in the future. And yes, and staff has the whole kind of grant guidelines in here. So obviously it would be really great when these are released to spread them to your community contacts to make sure we get a really great list of applicants and make sure everyone in the community is aware of the grants and can participate. Well, with that, I believe we are finished with the board business and communication items section of the agenda. We'll move on to chair comments and have none other than thank you for the cookies. And Kevin is missing out. but is there anything else for the good of the order that any commissioners would like to bring up at the end of the meeting this evening? All right. Well, with that, I'll go ahead and close the meeting and thank everyone for participating and wish you all a lovely rest of your evening. Thanks for coming.